This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Vatican has confirmed Pope Francis will preside over the Easter Vigil service after he skipped Good Friday at the last minute as a health precaution. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At the Colosseum in Rome, thousands gathered with lit candles for the Way of the Cross procession on Good Friday. The nighttime service went ahead without the pontiff, who was watching the service from his home at the Vatican in order to conserve his health. The Vatican confirmed Francis would attend the lengthy Easter vigil in St. Peter's Basilica the following day. It's one of the most solemn and important moments in the Catholic liturgical calendar. The 87-year-old Francis, who had one part of one lung removed as a young man, has been battling respiratory problems all winter that have made it difficult for him to speak at length. I'm Karen Chamas.
A second shipment of aid carrying almost 400,000 kilograms of food left a Cyprus port for Gaza on Saturday. The aid will be taken to Gaza by a cargo ship, a vessel towing barge, and the Spanish NGO ship Open Arms. It'll be the second dispatch of aid via Cyprus, where Cypriot authorities have established, in cooperation with Israel, a maritime corridor to facilitate pre-screened cargoes arriving directly in the besieged Palestinian enclave. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed a longtime aide and several advisors in a continuing reshuffle while Russia unleashed fresh attacks overnight on Saturday. Zelensky dismissed his top aide from his post of first assistant, where he'd served since 2019. The Ukrainian president also let go of three advisors, two presidential representatives overseeing volunteer rights. This is VOA News. Foreign diplomats in Russia have laid flowers at the site of last week's attacks on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed 144 people. Those in attendance included ambassadors from the United States, EU countries, Africa, and Latin America. One Russian state news agency noted the attendees included representatives of quote-unquote unfriendly states, while another state news agency reported Saturday the number of people wounded in the attack was 551, quoting figures from the Moscow Regional Department of the Russian Emergency Situations Ministry. The surge in gang violence that has plagued Haiti this month has spread to parts of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The violence has shaken residents' sense of security in areas they thought were relatively safe. Michael Lippin narrates this exclusive story from VOA's Creole service.
The bandits looted and burned businesses, including one where Jean-Yves Policard says he had been working for 37 years.
I don't know yet how much I've lost. Being so close to the hospital and the presidential palace, I didn't think that I would face this situation. When I saw everybody running for the hills, I said to myself, I'll keep my cool, because my proximity to those sites would give me some kind of safety. At the end of the day, the security was simply zero.
That absence of security has left residents of the Haitian capital wandering through the wreckage of burned-out cars and debris-filled streets, not knowing when the gang violence will end. For Matiado Vilme in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Michael Lippin, VOA News.
Peruvian prosecutors have raided the home of President Dina Boluarte as part of inquiries into possible illicit enrichment and failure to declare ownership of luxury watches. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
With Peru's president Dina Boluarte not at home, police bashed down her door. Officials' interest was sparked 2 weeks ago after a media report that the president possessed several Rolex watches. Peru's Prime Minister Gustavo Adrianzen on Saturday blasted the raid as disproportionate and unconstitutional. Boluarte, in office since December 2022, has acknowledged she owns Rolex watches, but says they were bought with money she earned when she was younger. As reports first surfaced, she pleaded her innocence.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Dutch police on Saturday detained a man who walked out of a nightclub where hostages were being held after a tense hours-long standoff. They said on X the last hostage has been released and one person was arrested. Earlier, three hostages left the club. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.